我们必须提醒自己，这新的一年是神给我们的礼物。
And because it's God's gift to us, we need to be good stewards of this entire year. Amen.
因为这是神给我们的礼物，所以我们需要做这一年的好管家。
So I have prepared a message that I believe will help us, all of us, every one of us, young or old, to approach this year, as God's gift to us.
所以今天我为大家预备了一篇信息，相信这个信息可以帮助我们在预备这一年的时候，把它作为神的礼物，好好的度过。
Spending time wisely.
有智慧的度过时日。
So with that in mind, let's look at today's passage. It's only a few verses, so if we can read English first, and then let's read in Chinese.
我们来看一下今天的经文，可以先读英文，再读中文。
Verse 15, let's read together. Look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making the best use of the time, because the days are evil.Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit.
以弗所书五章十五到十八节，你们要谨慎行事，不要像愚昧人，当像智慧人，要爱惜光阴，因为现今的世代邪恶，不要做糊涂人。要明白主的旨意如何，不要醉酒，酒能使人放荡，乃要被圣灵充满。
This passage teaches us how God wants us to approach time.
这段经文教导我们，神希望我们怎么样看待时间。
So I'm going to make three observations today.
我们今天来看三点。
First, when it comes to time, the issue is not what time it is, but how time is spent.
当我们讲到时间的时候，不是说现在是什么时候了，而是我们该怎么样度过这个时间。
Have you noticed how often we check the time?
大家有没有注意到我们多么经常来看时间？
When you go out and you forget your watch, you don't have time, you feel so naked.
如果你出去的时候，你忘记带手表了，你会不知道时间是怎么样，你会觉得很失落。
You go to the library, you go to the restaurant, or you go to church, and they don't have a clock, and you feel so lost.
当你去图书馆、去餐馆、去教会，如果没有一个钟的话，你会觉得说不知所措。
To us, time is such an integral part of our life, so important to us.
时间对我们来说是不可或缺的一部分，是至关重要的。
And that's why verse 15 it says, "Be careful then how you live, not as unwise but as wise." It says, "Making the best use of the time."
所以在第十五节这样说，你们要谨慎行事，不要像愚昧人，当像智慧人，要爱惜光阴。
Why is time so important to us?
为什么时间对我们如此重要？
Time equals what?
时间等于什么呢？
Money, right?
等于金钱。
No, time equals life.
时间等于生命。
But we were all taught that time equals money.
但是我们被教导说时间是等于金钱的。
But today we're reminded, no, when we don't have money, it's not the end of the world.
但是今天我们会学到，当我们没有钱的时候，并不是世界的末了。
Many of us have heard stories of how people first integrated to America.
我们很多人都听过这样的故事，当人们刚刚移民来到美国的时候。
They said they, when they first came, they were so poor, and this is when they start making up stories, right? They only have...Some people said, you know, $200 or $30 in their pocket.
当他们来的时候，他们很贫穷。我们听到很多这样的故事，他什么都没有，包里面只揣了两百块钱或者三十美金。
But you know the story, the rest of the story. They worked so hard, and now they have so much.
大家也知道这个故事的结局，就是他们虽然穷，但是他们努力工作，最后他们过得很好。
When you don't have money, you can still go on.
当你没有钱的时候，你还是可以继续生活。
But when you run out of time, when your time is up, your life is over.
但是当我们的时间用尽的时候，我们的生命也终结了。
Those of us who are married with kids, we look at the single people and we laugh at them.
我们这些结婚有孩子的人，我们看到单身的时候，我们会嘲笑他们。
We say to them, "Trust me, one day you will realize how much time you have in your hands."
我们会对他们讲，相信我。当你回头看的时候，你一定要知道你有多少自由的时间。
My wife and I, we have 5 kids.
Pastor Solomon 和他的太太有5个孩子。
And we're so busy, and we constantly ask ourselves, "What did we do when we didn't have kids?"
我们非常的忙，所以我们常常会说，没有孩子的时候，我们都做了什么呢
？What did we do with our time?
我们的时间都去哪里了？都做什么了
？You know, when we ask ourselves, "What do we do with our time?"
当我们问自己，我们怎么样用的时间
？Where did the time go?
时间都去哪里了
？Essentially, we're asking ourselves, "What did we do with our life?"
实际上，我们问的是我们怎么样来对待我们的生命
？Where did life go?
我们的生命都去哪里了？
A while back, U.S. News and World Report did a research.
一段时间以前，美国新闻和世界报道做了这样一个研究。
They wanted to find out how an average person spends his or her life.
他们想找到普通人一年他们是怎么样度过的。
And this is what they found out, assuming that everybody will live up to 70 years old.
这是他们发现的结果。假设每个人可以活到70岁的话
，And it says two-thirds of our lives we will be spending it on sleep and work.
说是三分之二我们的时间会花在睡眠和工作上。
Now that's a lot of time, but that's no surprise to us.
这没有什么稀奇。
But there's some interesting findings after that.
还有一些有趣的发现。
They discovered that for six years, we will spend time eating.
他们发现我们会花六年的时间吃饭。
Now for Chinese people, it's a little bit more than that, right?
中国人会花更多的时间。
And they found out for 5 years of our life, we will spend time waiting in line. Doctor's office, grocery shopping, you name it, waiting in line.
我们会花五年的时间排队等候。或在医生的办公室，或在商场购物。
We will spend 2 years of our life just simply putting on clothes.
我们会花两年的时间穿衣服。
Now we're not talking about shopping here. We're just talking about simply putting on clothes.
我们不是说是去买衣服，而是只是穿衣服。
How many of you want to?Admit that your wife probably do a little bit more than that. Okay, no. All right. 1 year of our life will be spent on what's she doing? Looking for missing objects.
我们会花一年的时间寻找那些找不到的东西。
Where's my key? Where's my wallet?
我的钥匙去哪儿了？我的钱包呢？
Now this one is very interesting. 8 months of our life will be spending on opening.Mail.
很有趣的一个发现就是我们会花8个月的时间开垃圾邮件。
That's right, not just regular junk mail.
不是一般的。
Junk mail. I mean, talk about total waste of time.
不是有用的邮件，而是垃圾邮件。我们讲到是何等的浪费时间。
We will spend 6 months simply sitting at traffic lights.
我们会花6个月的时间坐在红灯前等待。
And you know, in the city of Seattle, it's worse than that.
你知道在西雅图更糟糕。
Last but not least, we will spend 6 months sitting on the toilet.
最后但不是最不重要的，我们会花6个月的时间坐在马桶上。
Just curious, how many people love spicy food here? Anybody spicy food?
想知道谁喜欢辣的食物
？Double that. okay.
两倍的时间。
So someone actually calculated this. They published an article.
有人实际上做过这样一个计算，并且发表了一篇文章。
It's entitled "If You Are 35 Years Old."
题目是如果你三十五岁。
You only have this many days to live.
你只有这么多天可以过。
And how he came to this conclusion is he took the next 35 years of a person's life and he subtracted, you know, sleeping, working, waiting at light, and all these things, and then he came up with this number.
他是怎么样得出这个结果呢？他就把35年减去了我们花在等待的时间、吃饭、睡觉的时间，剩下的时间就只有这么多。
Only 500 days. That's not a lot of time.
只有五百天，真是不多。
I laugh at that number because I am way older than 35 years old.
我会看着这个数字，我会笑起来，因为我已经远远超过三十五岁了。
Maybe that's why. Maybe that's why we get a sick feeling when we spend time on something not important.
也许这就是为什么当我们把时间花在没有意义的事情上的时候，我们会觉得很不舒服。
I cannot stand watching mediocre movies.
我没有办法忍受花时间看那些无聊的电视。
Because at the end of that 2 hours, you realize it's such a waste of time.
两个小时过去了，你会结束的时候，你会觉得真是浪费时间。
And you get this sick and empty feeling.
你会觉得很懊恼，并且有失落感。
But if you spend time on something of value, then you will have this joyful and feeling of satisfaction.
但是如果你把时间花在有意义的事情上，你会有一种喜乐和满足感。
Not too long ago, a whole bunch of college students met at our house and they were there, they had a prayer and worship night.
不久前，很多的大学生到我们家，他们有一个祷告和敬拜的时间。
And on that evening, my wife and I were very busy, so we were out and we came home at 11 o'clock at night.
那天晚上，我和我太太都很忙，所以我们不在家，我们很晚才回到家。
And I really wanted to meet these college kids, you know, because they're my kids' friends. So I was like, oh no, they probably have already left, and I missed an opportunity to mingle with them.
我很想见到这些大学生，他们都是我孩子的同学。我那时候想说，哦，对，不好了，这么晚，可能他们都走了。
I opened the door.
我打开门。
They were still singing.
他们还在唱诗。
And I was like, wait a minute, didn't they start about 7 o'clock? And it's 11 o'clock and they were still meeting.
我在想说，他们七点钟就来了，现在已经11点了，他们还在这里。
I went in the house and I heard them praying and they saidOne of them said, God is so good to be able to gather together and pray and sing these songs to praise you.
我进到房间，听到他们在祷告说，神啊，我们真是何等的欢喜，我们可以在一起敬拜你，唱诗赞美你。
I sense their joy.
我可以感受到他们的喜乐。
No regrets, no sick feelings.But they were filled with satisfaction, with joy, because they had spent their time on something of value.
没有任何的后悔，没有任何的懊恼，因为他们把时间花在了有意义的事情上面。
See, it's not what time it is that's important. It's how we spend our time.
讲到时间，不是说现在是什么时候了，而是说我们如何度过这个时间的。
Experts on this advise us that when we think of time, we shouldn't think of a clock.
专家会建议我们，当我们想到时间的时候，不要想到时钟。
But we should think of it as an hourglass.
我们应该想到的是一个沙漏。
Because when we think of it as a clock, it just goes round and round and round.
当我们想到时钟的时候，就是一圈又一圈的转。
But the truth is, our time is slipping away.
但事实上，时间就渐渐地流逝了。
No matter what we're doing, we're surfing the web, we're checking out social media, we're playing games on our smartphone.
无论我们在做什么，我们是在上网，还是在社交媒体，还是在我们的智能手机上玩游戏。
Time is slipping away and it's running out on us.
时间就这样一点点地流失，我们的时间正在耗尽。
Let's read this verse together. Lord, remind me how brief my time on earth will be. Remind me that my days are numbered, how fleeting my life is.
让我们一起来读诗篇39篇第四节。耶和华啊，求你叫我晓得我身之中我的寿数几何，叫我知道我的生命不长。
God wants us to be reminded that He has given us certain allotted time.
神让我们知道他给每一个人有个固定的时日。
When that time is up, our life would be over.
时间到的时候，我们的生命就终结了。
And we have to make the best use of our time.
我们应该好好珍惜最好的使用它。
Which leads us to our second point. When it comes to time, it's not what's right or wrong, but it's what is wise.
这就引到我们的第二点，谈到时间的时候，不是对与错的问题，而是智慧的使用的问题。
Let's face it, a lot of things that we do in life is not about right or wrong.
我们每一天所面对的事情并不是对与错。
The Bible doesn't really say a lot of things whether they're right or wrong.
圣经并没有说明很多事情到底是对还是错。
Should I go to watch that movie or that movie?
我是应该看这个电影呢，还是那个电影？
Should I attend that gathering or should I go to that party?
我是应该来这个聚会呢，还是去那个 party?
Or should I hang out with this group of people or that group of people?
我是应该跟这些人聚呢，还是另外一些人聚？
A lot of things in life, it's not black and white.
很多生活中的事情并没有黑白之分。
And some of us, we reason to ourselves, well, since the Bible doesn't say anything about it, then it must be okay.
有时候我们心里会自作主张说，既然圣经没有明确说，所以应该没有问题。
So a right or wrong person asks this question. Is it right or wrong? But a wise person asks this question. Is it wise?
所以一个只认对错的人会问这样的问题，这是对还是错呢？但是一个智慧的人会问，这是明智的吗？
A right or wrong person takes something out of context, isolates it, and does whatever he or she wants.
一个只认对错的人，他们会断章取义，然后自行其事。
But a wise person will look at life as a whole, and he is aware that the decision that he makesRight now will impact the rest of his life.
但是一个聪明的人，一个智慧的人，会把生活作为一个整体来看。他知道他今天的决定会影响到他的未来。
Let me give you a very practical example.
给大家一个非常实用的例子。
Dieting.
节食。
You say, you know, for the next 6 months, I am going to be healthy.
你会说。下面六个月我要过健康的生活。
Instead of snacking on cookies and chocolate bars,
我不会再吃饼干和巧克力。
I'm going to have nuts, carrots, and celery sticks.
我要吃坚果、胡萝卜和芹菜。
And instead of having a can of soda like Coke or Sprite, I am going to have water.
我不会再喝那些饮料，那些可乐之类的，我只喝水。
Now, it's amazing that if you really do that for 6 months, it makes a huge difference on your health.
如果我们真是能够六个月这样做，会对我们的身体健康有很好的影响。
And see, a wise person sees that, and that's what he or she does.
一个智慧的人会看到这样做的价值，所以他这样选择做。
You know what a right and wrong person would ask about that, would challenge that?
你知道一个只认对错的人会怎么样挑战这个事情吗？
listen. Is it wrong to have a chocolate bar?
他会说，难道吃巧克力是错的吗？
Does the Bible say anything about drinking soda?
圣经有讲到喝可乐的事情吗？
Did God ever command us to have celery sticks?
神有命令我们要吃芹菜吗？
See, those are good questions, but they're right and wrong questions, right?
这些是很好的问题，这是对与错的问题。
And、of course, the Bible doesn't say anything about that, and so they just do what they want to do.
当然，圣经没有讲到这么具体的事情，所以他们做他们想做的事。
So they neglect their diet.
所以他们忽略他们的饮食。
They neglect their daily exercise.
他们忽略他们每日的锻炼。
They neglect their time with their family.
他们也忽略与家人相聚的时间。
They neglect their time with God.
他们更忽略与神的时间。
And the amazing thing, the trick is, there is no immediate consequences when you do these things.
问题是，当他们这样做的时候，几乎这件事情不会有马上的后果。
And because there's no immediate consequences, well, it's no big deal. They miss a quiet time, a time with God.
因为正因为没有立马的后果，所以他们觉得说无所谓，他们会错失了一次安静的时间。
They skip their exercise.
他们错过他们的锻炼。
They skip church attendance here and there.
他们有的时候来教会，有的时候不来教会。
No big deal. Nothing really. Nothing bad happens.
无所谓，因为没有什么坏的结果发生。
But a wise person understands that everything they do has tremendous significance for the rest of their lives.
但是一个智慧的人却知道，他们所做的每一样决定都会对他们的未来有影响。
See, it's not so much what's right or wrong. Remember this year, it's what is wise.
所以，对于时间来讲，并不是对与错的问题，而是什么才是智慧的使用。
God wants us to spend our time wisely.
神希望我们智慧地度过我们的时光。
Lastly, let's look at number three. When it comes to time, the issue is not what is urgent, but what is important.
第三点，当我们讲到时间的时候，问题不是紧急，而是什么是重要的。
We all have so many responsibilities, and so many things are demanding our attention.
我们每个人都有很多的责任，有很多的事情需要我们去关注。
Everybody's busy. Everybody's got things to do all the time.
每个人都很忙，都有很多的事情要做。
And when you're not busy, you immediately find things to fill up your schedule.
但是当你即使不忙的时候，你也会马上发现事情让自己忙起来。
Have you noticed how often we think to ourselves, oh, we have so much to do, and there's only 24 hours in a day. I wish I can have one more hour.
我们会不会注意到，我们每天都很忙？有时候我们会说，一天只有24个小时，我真希望有多一个小时。
And then those one of those daylight savings day comes.
哦，所以有的时候夏令时来的时候
，we get one more hour.
我们多了一个小时。
But immediately we fill it up with something else, something that's demanding our attention.
我们会立刻用那些让我们注意的事情把这个时间也占没了。
Back in 1967, this is more than 50 years ago, a research was done.
在1967年，就是在50多年前，有人做了一些调查。
This was the day before pagers, cell phones, internet.
这是在还没有传呼机、手机和互联网之前。
Some experts, they predicted that technology would be so advanced in the years to come.
有一些专家就预言，就说，在世纪之交，技术会变得非常的先进。
Technology will take over so much of the work that we do.
它会接手我们所做的大量工作。
You know, word processing, printing, express mail, faxing, emailing.
包括了文字处理、打印、特快专递、传真、电子邮件等等。
And they predicted that because technology would be so advanced, that the average work week would be only 22 hours long.
因为技术如此先进，他们预言说，以后我们每一周工作的时间只需要22个小时。
And they predicted that our work week we will only be working for 27 weeks in a year.
我们每一年只需要27周工作。
And they concluded their study by saying that as a result, our biggest problem would be in deciding what to do with all our leisure time.
所以我们遇到的最大的问题将会是我们怎么样用那些剩余的时间。
But you and I know the truth is that in spite of our advanced technology, we are a people that are so busy.
但是我们大家都知道，即使有了先进的技术，我们还是没有时间，非常繁忙。
We don't have time to do our devotions.
我们没有时间去灵修。
We don't have time to pray.
我们没有时间祷告。
We don't have time for families and loved ones.
我们没有时间与家人朋友相处。
We don't have time to develop deep, intimate relationships.
没有时间去建立深刻的、有意义的关系。
We don't have time to exercise and take care of our bodies.
也没有时间锻炼身体。
The problem is we are preoccupied with so many things that are urgent that we neglect what is most important.
问题是我们用很多很多的事情把我们的时间占据，我们分心而忽略了最重要的。
And the sad truth is that as we focus on the urgent, these times just keep slipping away from us, and once it's gone, it's gone.
很可惜的是，我们常常把我们的注意力注重在那些紧急的事情上，很多时间就这样溜走了。
We cannot make up for lost time.
我们没有办法弥补失去的时光。
The challenge for all of us is that we are such capable people.
我们的挑战就是我们是非常能干的人。
We think we can make up for lost time.
我们以为我们可以弥补这些失去的时间。
It's like cramming for an exam when we're younger.
就像我们年轻的时候备考一样。
Right, we've done that, right? We procrastinated all semester long, and then the night before the test, we pulled an all-nighter.
我们都知道我们做过这样的事情，我们在预备考试的时候一直拖拉着不准备，直到考试前夜，然后整夜备考。
And guess what? We passed the test.
猜怎么样？我们通过了考试。
Some of us even aced the test.
甚至做得非常好。
Because we are so capable.
因为我们非常能干。
And because that's the way we do things, because we're so capable, we think we can do that with life.
因为正因如此，我们都很能干，我们以为我们对我们的生命也可以这样做。
We can do whatever we want to do, and then we just work very hard at the last moment, and then we can save the result.
我们以为我们可以随便想做什么就做什么，但是到最后的时候，我们还可以来有时间做该做的。
I think one example is the night before.Going in for a dental appointment.
有一个例子就是说，我们第二天要去看牙医了。
It's your six months checkup.
是我们六个月的检查。
What do you do the night before?
前一个晚上会做什么
？You floss your teeth.
我们会很好的用牙线。
You finally floss your teeth, right? See, it does not work like that.
事情不是这样子的。
We cannot cram a relationship.
我们没有办法弥补一个关系。
We cannot cram relationship with our children, with our spouse.
我们没有办法来弥补与我们孩子和所爱人的关系。
See, those things may not be urgent.But they are so important.
这件事情也许不是很紧急，但是确实很重要。
Let's read together this verse. The thief comes only to steal and to kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly.
约翰福音第十章第十节，盗贼来，无非要偷窃、杀害、毁坏。我来了，是要叫羊得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
Right here it tells us the evil one, he comes to rob us, to rob the kind of life that God wants us to live.
在这里讲到说，盗贼来，恶者来，是要来抢夺的，是把他是想夺走神为我们所预备的生命。
And how does he do that?
他怎么样做呢？
Well, this is one way he does it.
这是他做的一种方式。
It says that if the devil cannot make you sin, he will make you this.
如果那魔鬼不能使你犯罪，他会使你非常繁忙。
He wants you to be so busy running around, preoccupied by the urgent things that you will miss the most important thing.
他会让你忙得团团转，觉得有很多紧急的事情需要做，但去错失了最重要的。
Well, what is the most important thing?
什么是最重要的呢？
Our passage goes on in verses 18 to 21.
我们的经文讲从十八节到二十一节。
And I want you to see what I highlighted.
我想让大家看那些黄线标出的。
Have you noticed all these things are emphasis on the things of God?
大家有没有注意到这些重点的字都是关于神和神的事？
This passage wants us to invest our time, focus our life on God.
这段经文希望我们能够关注神和神的事情。
There's a story in the Bible that best illustrates this point.
在圣经里面有这样一段故事，非常形象的描述。
It's the story of Mary and Martha in Luke chapter 10.
是在路加福音第十章。马大和玛利亚的故事。
Jesus, the Son of God, came to their home, wanting to spend time with them.
耶稣，神的儿子，他来到他们的家，希望和他们共度时光。
What an honor! What a privilege!
何等的尊荣与特权！
It says Mary was sitting at the feet of Jesus, listening to Jesus.
这里说，玛利亚坐在耶稣的脚前，听他讲道。
But Martha was busy serving.
但是马大伺候的事多，心里忙乱。
And we know the story. What was Martha really doing? She was in the kitchen, right? She was probably cooking up a storm. She was probably preparing food.
那么马大在做什么呢？我们知道故事里面讲到，马大是在厨房里做大餐。
But I want you to see the contrast that the Bible.Writer is trying to make here.
我想请大家看一下这个对比，圣经到底要讲什么？
It says while Mary was focusing on Jesus, Martha was distracted.
当玛利亚专注在耶稣身上的时候，马大注意力很分散。
Do you see the contrast here?
大家有没有看到这个对比？
Now let's ask some questions.
来，我们来问一些问题。
Was preparing food wrong?
准备食物是错误的吗？
Was serving in the kitchen wrong?
在厨房里服侍是错误的吗？
Does Jesus not appreciate good food?
难道耶稣不喜欢好吃的食物吗？
See, that's not the point.
这不重要。
This is not a question of right or wrong.
这不是对与错的问题。
This is what is wise.
这是什么是智慧的问题。
It's not what is urgent, but it's what's important here.
不是紧急的问题，而是重要的问题。
And we know the story. Martha was so distracted by all these things that she forgot that God was in her living room.
马大忙到一个地步，他竟然忘记耶稣这个神，他是在他的客厅里面。
She was so distracted by all these things that she had to do that she neglected the most important thing.
他被分散的分心，以至于他忘记了最重要的事情。
Today is the first Sunday of this year.
今天是今年的第一个主日。
God has given us the gift of year 2020.
神把2020年这个礼物赐给我们。
My prayer is that this year we would not be so preoccupied and so distracted by all the things that we have to do.
我的祷告是我们今年不要被其他的任何事情所吸引
so that we lose sight on the most important things of this year.
以至于我们忽略了生命当中这一年中最重要的事情。
I hope that by the end of this year, we will look back.
我希望在年底的时候当我们回头看的时候
we will not have this sick and empty feeling.
我们不会一种不舒服和失落感
but we will rejoice.
我们会喜乐。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because of the way we spend our lives.
因为我们知道如何去度过这一年。
Because the way we make wise decisions.
因为我们做了正确的决定。
And because we have focused on what is truly important.
因为我们抓住了最重要的事情。
Amen. Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you for the gift of this new year.
天父，我们感谢你，为这新的一年，你给我们的礼物，向你献上感恩。
Lord, your word tells us that your mercies are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness.
你的话语告诉我们，主，你的恩典，你的怜悯，何等的大。它每一天都是新的。
Lord, this year is a gift from you to us, and we do not deserve it.
今年是你给我们的礼物，并不是我们所配得的。
Lord, help us to be good stewards of this entire year.
主帮助我们成为这一年的好管家。
Help us not to lose sight of what is most important in this year.
帮助我们不要错失了这一年最重要的事情。
Help us to live this year wisely.
帮助我们能够智慧地度过时光。
So that this year will be pleasing before you.
这一年能是蒙你所喜悦的。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.